It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hello, Southern Oregon. It is your segment today with Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, our local real estate expert. Mary, good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here. So the spring market is in full swing, and we've got some fresh numbers for Douglas County that give us a clear snapshot of how April shaped up.
All right, let's dive right in. What are we seeing for new listings in the last month?
So we had 201 new residential listings in April. So that's a slight dip, about 4.7% lower than April of last year. But the good news is it's up 16.2% from March. So more homes are hitting the market as sellers jump into the spring season,
which would be great for buyers who need more choices. What about pending sales?
So pending sales came in at 131 for April. So that's down 16% from this time last year and just a bit lower than March. It tells us buyers are being a little bit more cautious, possibly due to rates or competition, but activity is still moving.
And what about closings? I mean, are homes actually selling?
Yes, they are. So we saw 120 closed sales in April. That's actually up 7.1% from last year and a solid 22.4% jump from March. So while pending slowed a bit, a lot of earlier deals made it to the finish line last month,
which is definitely a healthy sign. What about inventory? How tight is the market right now?
Yeah, so inventory actually dropped down to about 4 months, which keeps us in that balance zone. And homes are spending a little less time on the market, too. So right now, it's about 75 days on average, which is quicker than earlier in the year.
Interesting. So how are we tracking year-to-date so far?
So when we look at January through April of 2025, we've seen 637 new listings, which is up 4.4% from the same time last year. Pending sales are down about 1.9%, and closed sales are just slightly down 1.3% lower than 2024. So overall, it's a stable market with some moderate shifts.
What about the price trends? What should buyers and sellers know?
Yeah, so this is where it gets interesting. So when we compare January through April of 2025, versus 2024, that same time period, average sales price dipped slightly, down 0.7% from $341,000 to $338,000. But the median sales price is up 3.2% higher, now sitting at $325,000. So while some high-end sales might be leveling out, the core of the market remains strong.
So how do prices look for the last 12-month period compared to the previous 12-month period?
Yeah, so if we look at the rolling 12-month period, the numbers are showing steady growth in home values. So over the past 12 months, the average sales price is up 2%, so that's $355,000 compared to $347,900 the previous year.
So even with some ups and downs in the market, we're still seeing appreciation?
Exactly. And it's not just the average. The median sales price is also up by 1.9%, now sitting at $325,000 compared to $319,000 a year ago. So that tells us the typical home buyer is still seeing strong value retention.
So great news for sellers thinking about listing. Also, that gives buyers confidence that homes in the area are holding their value.
Absolutely. A steady price climb like this reflects a healthy, balanced market, and it's a great time to make a move with the right strategy.
So let's take a quick look at the latest numbers for the local real estate market.
Yeah, so we're going to take a snapshot from through May 8th, the last 7 days. We're seeing that new listings are holding steady. So we saw 205 new listings over the past 4 weeks. Last week alone, the period of May 2nd through May 8th, we saw 57 new homes hit the market. That's the highest weekly total in the last 4 weeks. This indicates seller confidence is growing as we move further into spring.
Wow. What about price adjustments?
Yeah, 208 total price changes were recorded, with a notable spike between April 25th and May 2nd, where there were 64 changes. So sellers are clearly responding to market feedback and adjusting to attract buyers.
Interesting. So what about homes under contract?
Yeah, so pending sales in that four-week period reached 150, with a consistent average of about 37 to 38 per week. So this steady pace shows healthy buyer activity in Douglas County and surrounding areas.
And what about sold listings? What direction is that going?
Actually, we sold listings saw a jump. So a total of 131 homes sold in this last 4 weeks, with a peak of 47 closings during the week of April 25th through May 2nd. This may reflect successful negotiations and strong buyer demand prior to recent interest rate adjustments.
And what about bumpables and back on the market?
Yeah, so 62 listings returned to market, possibly due to financing issues or inspection findings. And we had just 7 bumpable listings, so showing fewer contingent offers being accepted, likely due to the strength of direct financing options like cash or bridge loans, possibly.
And what about expired listings?
Yeah, so you know what? Expired listings are low. Only 38 expired listings in the past month, suggesting sellers are motivated and homes are priced to move.
All right, and one of my favorite parts here is talking about new listings hitting the market this week. What have you got in a fresh lineup for us?
Sure, Kyle. So let's take our listeners on a quick tour of some exciting new properties across Douglas County and give credit where credit is due. So first up, 403 Northeast 6th Street in Oakland. There's not a whole lot of listings come up in Oakland, but this is an updated 2-bedroom, 1-bath manufactured home. It's on its own land, so you're going to own that. There's no space rent. Has an updated kitchen and bathroom, laminate flooring. There's room for RV parking, and it says it's move-in ready at $119,988, listed by Mark Dale with Urban Pacific Real Estate.
Yeah, what about in Sutherland?
Next, there's a new construction home. Check this out. 550 West First Avenue in Sutherland, Oregon. Brand new construction, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,208 square feet, granite counters, luxury vinyl plank, high-efficiency gas furnace, and a covered back patio, $359. Listed by Craig Avery with Oregon Life Homes. He is also the home builder.
And what about back in Oakland, maybe a little land?
Yeah, so you're going to have 205 Fair Oaks Road in Oakland. This is actually going to be out towards the east side of Sutherland, but it's got an Oakland address. Rare 4-bedroom, 2-bath home on 2.46 acres, over 3,400 square feet, with an orchard of 55 fruit and nut trees, outbuildings, gardens, even a poultry coop, priced at $675, listed by Ryan Taylor with Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
And then what about moving back into Roseburg?
Yeah, 225 Nestucca Lane. This is a 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 2018 manufactured home in a community, clean, quiet community, access to the South Umpqua River, fenced yard, covered deck. Home in a park, $168.5, listed by Mark Townsend with Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
And Little Valley Road, you've got one there.
Yeah, so this is move-in ready, 572 Little Valley. Well-kept, 2-bedroom, 2-bath home with a bonus room, RV parking, interior update credit included, listed at $350,000, listed with Nancy Kruger at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
And it looks like another one just down the road.
Yeah, Little Valley is popular this week. So if you need flexible space, check out 526 Little Valley, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath home with over 2,500 square feet, bonus room potential, updated appliances, backyards ready for a hot tub, great setup for multi-generational living, $499.5, listed with Deidre Joven at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon.
All right, and a lot more as well. Let's jump down, though, and take a look at open houses.
Open houses today. If you're out and about, check out 205 Christy Lee Lane in Littlebrook. It's open from 12 to 2, hosted by Carol Block at Berkshire Hathaway. If you're same neighborhood, 105 Littlebrook, open from 12 to 4 today. So Sabrina Schneider with Keller Williams and the Mary Groups hosting that. So two of them in Littlebrook. If you haven't seen that community, it's a great place to go check out. 55 plus, gated, got a great community gathering center.
And before I see that, I just jumped right past one that I like, not on the open house list, but on the sale list, out in Melrose on Madera Lane.
Oh, Madera Lane. I love this Madera Heights subdivision. This is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home, 1.35 gated acres, mountain and valley views. It's got a dream granite kitchen, luxury finishes, room to park an RV. It's now offered at $799,000. Check that one out.
All right. And if people got caught by some of this information, but they want to find out more, how do they get connected?
Yeah, so if any of these homes caught your ear, you want to check out more information, you can visit marygilbert.com for photos, virtual tours, and open house info. You can also stop by our office at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg, or give us a call at 541-366-6080.
So it sounds like it's really definitely a fun time in the market right now.
Yeah, definitely. Spring is a fun time.
All right, Mary Gilbert, Local Real Estate Today. That wraps up our weekly segment looking at real estate information around the Umpqua Valley. And that concludes the morning report. It is 9 o'clock.